Book of Mark. Chapter 1. The beginning of the good news of Yahshua Messiah, the Son of Yahweh, as it has been written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of Yahweh, make his paths straight." John came baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for remission of sins. And all the Judean country and those of Jerusalem went out to him, and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. And John was clothed in camel's hair, a leather girdle about his loin, and eating locusts and wild honey. And he proclaimed, saying, "He who comes after me is mightier than I, of whom I am not fit to stoop down to loosen the thong of his sandals. I indeed baptized you in water, but he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." And it happened in those days, Yahshua came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And going up from the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn, and the Spirit coming down as a dove upon him. And there was a voice out of the heavens, "You are my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased." And the Spirit at once drove him out into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts. And the cherubs ministered to him. And after John was delivered up, Yahshua came into Galilee proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of Yahweh, and he said, "The time is complete and the kingdom of Yahweh has arrived. Repent and believe in the good news." And walking along beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a small net in the sea, for they were fishers. And Yahshua said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And they abandoned their nets at once and followed him. And going forward from there a little, he saw Jacob the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. And they were in the boat mending the nets. And at once he called them. And leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants, they went after him. And they passed along into Capernaum. And entering into the synagogue, at once he taught on the Sabbaths. And they were astounded at his doctrine, for he was teaching them as having authority, and not as the scribes. And a man with an unclean spirit was in their synagogue. And he cried out, saying, "What is to us and to you, Yahshua, Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of Elohim." And Yahshua rebuked him, saying, "Shut your mouth, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit threw him down, and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And all of them were astonished and were asking each other and saying, "And what is this new teaching? For with authority he even commands unclean spirits, and they obey him." And his fame went out at once into all the Galilean neighborhood. And at once going out of the synagogue, they came into the house of Simon and Andrew, with Jacob and John. And the mother-in-law of Simon was ill with a fever. And at once they spoke to him about her. And coming near, he raised her up, holding her hand. And the fever left her instantly, and she served them. And evening coming, when the sun set, they brought to him all those having illness and those having been demon-possessed. And the whole city was gathered at the door. And he healed many who had illness of various diseases. And he cast out many demons, and he did not allow the demons to speak, because they knew him. And rising up quite early in the night, he went out and went away into a deserted place. And he was praying there. And Simon and those with him searched for him. And finding him, they said to him, "All are seeking you." And when they found him, they said to him, "All the people are looking for you." He said to them, "Walk into the villages and into the cities that are nearby, for I will also preach there. I have come for this reason." And he was proclaiming in their synagogues in all Galilee, and casting out the demons. And a leper came to him, begging him, and falling on his knees to him, and saying to him, "If you desire, you are able to make me clean." And being moved with pity, reaching out the hand, Yahshua touched him, and said to him, "I am willing. Be made clean." And he having spoken, instantly the leprosy departed from him, and he was made clean. And strictly warning him, he at once put him out, and said to him, "See, tell no one a thing, but go show yourself to the priest, and offer what Moses directed concerning your cleansing, for a testimony to them." But going out he began to proclaim much, and to spread about the matter, so that he no longer could openly enter into a city. But he was outside in deserted places. And they came to him from every place. Chapter 2. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was heard that he was in the house. And at once many were gathered, so as none any longer had room, not even to the door. And he spoke the word to them. And they came to him carrying a paralytic, being carried by four. And not being able to draw near to him, due to the crowd, they unroofed the roof where he was. And digging through, they lowered the cot on which the paralytic was lying. And seeing their faith, Yeshua said to the paralytic, Child, your sins are forgiven to you. But some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why does this one speak blasphemies this way? Who is able to forgive sins, except one, Elohim? And instantly knowing in his spirit that they reasoned this way within themselves, Yeshua said to them, Why do you reason these things in your hearts? Which is easier? To say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven to you, or to say, Rise up and take your cot and walk. But that you may know that it is lawful for the Son of Man to forgive sins on the earth, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, Rise up and take up your cot and go to your house. And at once he rose up. And taking his cot, he went out before all, so as all to be astonished and glorified Yahweh, saying, Never did we see it this way. And he went out by the sea again. And all the crowd came to him, and he taught them. And passing on, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, Follow me. And rising up, he followed him. And it happened as he reclined in his house, even many tax collectors and sinners reclined with Yeshua and his disciples, for they were many. And they followed him. And the scribes and Pharisees seeing him eating with tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, Why is it that he eats and drinks with the tax collectors and sinners? But when Yeshua heard, he said to them, The healthy have no need for a physician, rather those who are very ill. I have not come to call the righteous, rather the sinners. And John's disciples, and those of the Pharisees, were fasting. And they came and said to him, Why do John's disciples and those of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Yeshua said to them, As long as the bridegroom is among them, the sons of the wedding feast are able not to fast. But the days will come when the groom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. No man places a new patch onto an old garment and sews it, lest the new patch be taken away from the old and the tear becomes larger. And no man puts new wine into old wineskins lest the wine burst the wineskins, and the wineskins are destroyed and the wine is poured out. Rather, they put new wine into new wineskins. And it happened, he went along through the grain fields on the Sabbath. And his disciples began to make way, plucking the heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, Behold, why do they do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath? And he said to them, Did you never read what David did when he had need and hungered, he and those with him, how he entered the house of Yahweh while Abiathar was the high priest and he ate of the bread of the table of Yahweh which was not lawful to eat except for the priests? And he even gave to those who were with him? And he said to them, The Sabbath came into being for man's sake, not man for the Sabbath's sake. So then the Son of Man is master of the Sabbath also. Chapter 3. And again he entered into the synagogue. And there was a man who had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he will heal him on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, Rise up into the middle. And he said to them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath or to destroy that which is evil or to give life to a soul? But they were silent. And having looked around on them with anger, being greatly grieved over the hardness of their heart, he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. And he stretched out, and his hand was restored sound as the other. And going out, the Pharisees at once took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. And Yeshua withdrew to the sea with his disciples, and a great multitude from Galilee and from Judea followed him, also some from Jerusalem, and from Edom, and beyond the Jordan, also those around Tyre and Sidon. A great multitude came to him, hearing how much he was doing. And he spoke to his disciples that a small boat should stay near to him because of the crowd that they might not press upon him. For he healed many, so that they fell on him, that they might touch him, as many as had plagues. And when the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him, and cried out, saying, You are the Son of Elohim. And he warned them very much that they should not reveal him. And he went up into the mountain, and he called near whom he desired. And they went to him. And he ordained 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them to proclaim, and to have authority to heal diseases, and to cast out the demons. And he put on Simon the name Peter. And on Jacob the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of Jacob, he put on them the names Bnei Ragshi, which is, sons of thunder. Also he appointed Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and Jacob the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And he came into a house. And again a crowd came together, so as they were not able even to eat bread. And when his own family heard, they went out to take hold of him, for they said, He is crazy. And coming down from Jerusalem, the scribes said, He has Beelzebub, and he casts out demons by the ruler of the demons. And calling them near, he spoke to them in parables, saying, How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house is not able to stand. And if Satan rises upon himself, and has been divided, he is not able to stand, but he has an end. No one, not any, having entered into his house, is able to plunder the vessels of the strong one, unless he first tie up the strong one, and then he will plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all the sins will be forgiven to the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they have blasphemed, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit has no forgiveness unto the age, but is liable to eternal judgment, because they said, He has an unclean spirit. Then his mother and brothers came. And standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. And a crowd sat around him. And they said to him, Behold, your mother and your brothers seek you outside. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother or my brothers? And having looked around on those sitting around him in a circle, he said, Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of Elohim, this one is my brother, and my sister, and my mother. Chapter 4. And again he began to teach by the sea. And a large crowd was gathered to him, so that he entered into the boat in order to sit in the sea. And all the crowd were on the land toward the sea. And he taught them many things in parables, and said to them in his teaching, Listen. Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, it happened that one indeed fell by the side of the road, and the birds of the heaven came and devoured it. And another fell on the stony place where it did not have much earth. And it sprang up at once, due to not having deepness of earth. And the sun rising, it was scorched. And through not having root, it was dried out. And another fell into the thorn bushes, and the thorn bushes grew up and choked it, and it did not yield fruit. And another fell into the good ground, and yielded fruit, going up and increasing, and one bore 30, and one 60, and one 100-fold. And he said to them, The one having ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, those around him, with the 12, asked him as to the parable. And he said to them, To you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh. But to these, those outside, all things are being given in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest they should be converted, and the sins be forgiven to them. And he said to them, Do you not know this parable? And how will you know all parables? The sower sows the word. And these are those by the wayside where the word is sown. And when they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word having been sown in their hearts. And likewise, these are the ones having been sown on the rocky places, who, when they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy, and they have no roots in themselves, rather are of a short time, and when affliction happens, or persecutions because of the word, they are quickly offended. And those which were sown into a thorny place are they who hear the word, and the cares of the world and the deception of riches and the rest of the other lusts enter in and choke the word, and it becomes without fruit. And these are those being sown on the good ground, who hear and welcome the word and bring forth fruit, 130, and 160, and 100-fold. And he said to them, does the lamp come that it may be put under the grain measure, or under the bed? Is it not also that it may be put on the lampstand? For there is not anything which is hidden that will not be revealed, and not anything existing in secret that won't be revealed. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, Watch what you hear with that measure that you measure. It will be measured to you, and it is increased to you. Those who hear, for whoever may have, more will be given to him, and the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And he said, So is the kingdom of Yahweh, as if a man should cast seed on the earth, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should sprout and lengthen of itself, as he does not know. For of itself the earth bears fruit, first greenery, then an ear, then full grain in the ear. And when the fruit is ripe, immediately he sends forth the sickle, for the harvest has come. And he said, To what shall we compare the kingdom of Yahweh? Or with what parable shall we compare it? It is as a grain of mustard which when it is planted in the earth, is the smallest of all the seeds that are upon the earth. And when it is planted, it grows, and it becomes greater than all the herbs, and produces great branches so that it is able in its shade to nest the bird. And with many such parables he spoke the word to them, even as they were able to hear. But he did not speak to them without a parable. And he explained all things to his disciples privately. And evening having come, he said to them on that day, Let us pass over to the other side. And dismissing the crowd they took him along in the boat as he was. And other small boats also were with him. And a great windstorm occurred, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was filled already. And Yahshua was sleeping on a blanket in the stern of the boat. And they came and woke him and were saying to him, Master, don't you care that we are perishing? And being awakened, he rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Silence! Be still! And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are you fearful in this manner? And why is there no faith in you? And they feared a great fear and said to one another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Chapter 5. And they came to the other side of the sea, to the region of the Gadarenes. And he coming out from the boat, immediately out of the cemetery a man with an unclean spirit met him, who had his abode among the tombs, and no one was able to bind him, not even with chains. Because he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been torn by him, and the fetters had been shattered. And no one was able to subdue him. And continually night and day in the hills, and in the tombs, he was crying and cutting himself with stones. And seeing Yahshua from afar, he ran and bowed the knee to him. And crying with a loud voice, he said, What is to me and to you, Yahshua, son of the Most High El? I adjure you by Yahweh, do not torment me. For he said to him, Unclean spirit, come out of the man. And he asked him, What is your name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, because we are many. And he begged him very much that he would not send them outside the country. And a great herd of pigs were feeding there near the mountain. And those devils were entreating him and saying, Send us upon those pigs that we might attack them. And he permitted them, and those unclean spirits departed and attacked the pigs. And that herd ran to a steep place and fell into the sea, and about 2,000 were drowned in the water. And those who fed the pigs fled, and they told it to the city, and to the fields. And they came out to see what was happening. And they came to Yahshua, and stared at the one who had been demon-possessed, sitting and being clothed, and being in his senses, the one who had the legion. And they feared. And those seeing it related to them how it happened to the one who had been demon-possessed, and about the pigs. And they began to beg him to go away from their borders. And he having entered into the boat, the former demoniac begged him, that he be with him. But he did not allow him, rather he said to him, Go to your house to your people and relate to them what Yahweh did for you and how he had mercy on you. And he went and began to proclaim in Decapolis what Yahshua did to him. And all marveled. And Yahshua having crossed over in the boat again to the other side, a large crowd gathered upon him, and he was by the sea. And, behold, one of the synagogue rulers named Joash came. And seeing him, he fell at his feet. And he begged him very much, saying, My daughter is at the last end. I pray that you will come and lay hands on her, that she may be cured and live. and he went with him. And a large crowd was following, and they were pressing on him. And a certain woman being with an issue of blood 12 years, who had suffered much from the many doctors and had spent everything she had and was not helped at all, but was even more afflicted. Hearing about Yahshua, coming in the crowd behind him, she touched his garment. For she said, "If I may but touch his garment, I will be cured." And instantly the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she knew in her body that she was healed of the plague. And knowing instantly within himself that power had gone forth out of him, turning in the crowd, Yahshua said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing on you, and do you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see the one who had done this. And the woman, being afraid and trembling, knowing what had happened on her, she came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be healed from your plague." As he was speaking, they came from the synagogue ruler saying, "Your daughter has died. Why do you still trouble the teacher?" But hearing the word spoken, Yahshua said to the synagogue ruler at once, "Do not fear, only believe." And he did not allow anyone to go with him except Peter and Jacob and John, the brother of Jacob. And they came into the synagogue ruler's house. And he saw that they were troubled, and weeping and wailing much. And going in, he said to them, "Why are you troubled and weeping? The child has not died, but is sleeping." And they laughed at him. But having put all out, he took along the father and the mother of the child, and those with him, and passed on into where the child was lying. And taking hold of the child's hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which is, being translated, "Little girl, I say to you, rise up." And at once the girl arose and was walking, for she was a daughter of 12 years. And they were amazed with great amazement. And he much commanded them to tell no man, and he said that they should give her something to eat. Chapter 6. And he went out from there and came to his fatherland. And his disciples followed him. And a Sabbath having come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And hearing, many were amazed, saying, "From where came these things to this one? And what is the wisdom given to him that even such works of power come about through his hands? Is this one not the carpenter, the son of Miriam, and brother of Jacob and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they were offended in him. And Yahshua said to them, "There is no prophet who is dishonored except in his own city and with his own kinsmen and in his own house." And he could do no work of power there, except he performed healing on a few infirm ones laying on his hands. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around the villages in a circuit, teaching. And he called the 12 near and began to send them out 2 by 2. And he gave them authority over the unclean spirits, and charged them that they take nothing in the way, except only a staff, no bag, no bread, no copper in the belt, but having tied on sandals, and not putting on 2 tunics. And he said to them, "Wherever you enter into a house, remain there until you go out from there. And as many as will not receive you, nor hear from you, having gone out from there, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony to them. Truly I say to you, it will be more tranquil for Sodom or Gomorrah in judgment day than for that city." And going out, they proclaimed that men should repent. And they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil and healed many sick ones. And Herod the king heard, for his name became publicly known. And he said, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and because of this the miracle works of power are done in him." Others said, "He is Elijah," and others said, "He is a prophet or as one of the prophets." But hearing, Herod said, "This one is John whom I beheaded. He has risen from the dead." For having sent, Herod himself had seized John and bound him in the prison, because of Herodias the wife of his brother Philip, because he had married her. For John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have the wife of your brother." And Herodias held it against him, and desired to kill him, but was not able. For Herod feared John, knowing him to be a holy and just man, and he would protect him in many things, and would listen and did these things, and gladly heard him. And a suitable day having come, when Herod made a dinner for his nobles on his birthday, also the captains, and the heads of Galilee. And the daughter of Herodias herself entering, and having danced, she also pleased Herod and those reclining with him. The king said to the girl, "Ask me whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." And he swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give to you, up to half of my kingdom." And going out, she said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And immediately going in with haste to the king, she asked, saying, "I desire that at once you give to me the head of John the Baptist on a platter." And having become deeply grieved, but because of the oaths and those reclining together, the king did not wish to reject her. Rather, immediately the king sent the executioner and commanded that they should bring the head of John, and he went and cut off the head of John in prison, and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. And having heard, his disciples went and took his corpse and placed it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered to Yahshua. And they told him all things, even what they did and what they taught. And he said to them, "You yourselves come apart into a deserted place, and rest a little." For those coming and those going were many, and they did not even have opportunity to eat. And they departed by boat into a deserted place apart. And the crowd saw them going, and many recognized him. And they ran together on foot there, from all the cities, and came before them, and came together to him. And going out, Yahshua saw a large crowd, and had pity on them, because they were as sheep having no shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And now a late hour occurring, drawing near to him, the disciples said, "The place is deserted, and it is now a late hour. Send them away, that going away to the surrounding fields and villages they may buy bread for themselves. For they do not have what they may eat." And answering, he said to them, "You give them food to eat." And they said to him, "Going, should we buy 200 denarii of bread and give them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And knowing, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And he ordered them all to recline, group by group, on the green grass. And they sat, group by group, by 100 and by 50. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looking up to heaven, he blessed, and broke the loaves, and giving out to his disciples, that they might set before them. And he divided the 2 fish to all. And all ate, and were satisfied. And they took up 12 hand baskets full of fragments, also from the fish. And those eating the loaves were about 5,000 men. And at once he constrained his disciples to enter into the boat, and to go before to the other side, to Bethsaida, until he should dismiss the crowd. And taking leave of them, he went away to the mountain to pray. And it becoming evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them straining while rowing, for the wind was against them. And in the 4th watch of the night, Yahshua came to them while walking on the water. And he had desired to pass by them. But seeing him walking on the sea, they thought it to be a false vision. And they cried out. For all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he spoke to them and said to them, "Have courage. I am. Do not fear." And he went up to them into the boat, and the wind was cut off. And they were amazed, exceedingly beyond measure within themselves, and marveled. For they had neither gained insight from the miracle of the bread because that their heart was confused. And crossing over, they came into the land of Gennesar and drew to shore. And they, coming out of the boat, at once knowing him, they ran around all that neighborhood. And they began to carry about those severely ill on cots to where they heard that he was. And wherever he went into villages or cities or fields, they laid the ailing ones in the markets and begged him if only they may touch the tassel of his garment. And as many as touched him were healed. Chapter 7. And the Pharisees and scribes who came from Jerusalem gathered around him. And seeing some of his disciples eating bread with unclean, that is, unwashed hands, they complained. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they carefully wash the hands with the fist, holding the tradition of the elders. And goods from the marketplace, unless they are washed, they would not eat. And there are many other traditions that they have received to keep washings of cups and of pots and of brass vessels and of beds. Then the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" And answering, he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy concerning you, hypocrites, as it has been written, this people honors me with the lips, but their heart is far away from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For forsaking the commandment of Yahweh, you hold the tradition of men, washing of utensils and cups, and many other such like things you do. And he said to them, well do you, to set aside the commandment of Yahweh so that you may establish your own tradition? For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and, the one speaking evil of father or mother, let him expire by death. But you say, if a man says to his father or to his mother, Korban, which is to say, my offering is what you have gained from me. And you no longer allow him to do anything for his father or mother, making the word of Yahweh of no effect by your tradition which you delivered. And many such like things you do. And calling all the crowd near, he said to them, all hear me and understand. There is nothing from outside the man, having entered into him, which is able to defile him. But the things going out from him, those are the things defiling the man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And when he entered into a house from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. And he said to them, are you also so undiscerning? Do you not perceive that all that enters from the outside into the man is not able to defile him? This is because it does not enter into his heart, but into the belly, and goes out into the waste bowl, purging the food. And he said, that passing out of the man, it is the thing that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, pass out the evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, greedy desires, iniquities, deceit, lustful desires, a wicked eye, blasphemy, pride, recklessness. All these evil things pass out from within and defile the man. And rising up from there, he went away into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. And entering into the house, he desired no one to know, but he could not be hidden. For hearing about him, a woman came up, one whose daughter had an unclean spirit. And she fell down at his feet. And the woman was a heathen, from Phoenicia in Syria. And she asked him, that he would cast out the demon from her daughter. And Yahshua said to her, first, allow the children to be satisfied, for it is not good to take the children's bread and to throw it to the dogs. But she answered and said to him, yes, Master, for even the dogs under the table eat from the crumbs of the children. And he said to her, because of this word, go. The demon has gone out from your daughter. And going away to her house, she found the demon had gone out, and her daughter was laid on the couch. And again going out from the borders of Tyre and Sidon, he came to the Sea of Galilee, in the midst of the borders of Decapolis. And they brought a deaf one to him, hardly speaking. And they begged him, that he put his hand on him. And taking him away from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and spitting, he touched his tongue, and looking up into heaven, he groaned and said to him, Ephatha, which is, be opened. And instantly his ears were opened, and the bond of his tongue was loosened, and he spoke correctly. And he ordered them that they should tell no one. But as much as he ordered them, much more abundantly they proclaimed. And they were most exceedingly amazed, saying, he has done all things well. He makes even the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak. Chapter 8. The crowd being very great in those days, and not having anything they may eat, Yahshua, calling his disciples near, said to them, I have compassion on the crowd because now 3 days they remain with me and they do not have what they may eat. And if I send them away fasting to their house, they will faint in the way, for some of them come from afar. And his disciples answered him, from where will anyone here be able to satisfy these with loaves in the wilderness? And he asked them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. And he ordered the crowd to recline on the ground. And taking the 7 loaves, giving thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples that they might serve. And they served the crowd. And they had a few fish. And blessing, he said for these also to be served. And they ate, and were satisfied. And they took up over and above 7 lunch baskets of fragments. And those eating were about 4,000. And he sent them away. And at once entering into the boat with his disciples, he came into the region of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees went out and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And groaning in his spirit, he said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, as if this generation will be given a sign? And leaving them, again entering into the boat, he went away to the other side. And the disciples forgot to take loaves. And they did not have any with them, except one cake in the boat. And he charged them, saying, See, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned with one another, saying, Because we have no bread. And knowing, Yahshua said to them, Why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor realize? Have you still hardened your heart? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves to the 5,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you take up? They said to him, 12. And when the 7 to the 4,000, how many lunch baskets did you take up with the fillings of fragments? And they said, 7. And he said to them, How do you not understand? And he came to Bethsaida. And they carried a blind one to him, and begged him that he would touch him. And having taken hold of the blind one's hand, he led him forth outside the village. And spitting into his eyes, laying his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And having looked up, he said, I see men as trees walking. Then he placed his hands on his eyes again, and made him look up. And he was restored and saw all clearly. And he sent him to his house, saying, You may not go into the village, nor may tell anyone in the village. And Yahshua and his disciples went out to the villages of Caesarea of Philip. And in the way, he questioned his disciples, saying to them, Whom do men say me to be? And they answered, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others, one of the prophets. And he said to them, And you, whom do you say me to be? And answering, Peter said to him, You are the Messiah. And he warned them that they may tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that it is necessary for the Son of Man to suffer many things and to be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and to be killed, and within 3 days to rise again. And he spoke the word openly. And taking him aside, Peter began to rebuke him. But turning around and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Go behind me, Satan, because you do not mind the things of Yahweh, but the things of men. And calling near the crowd with his disciples, he said to them, Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take his torture stake, and let him follow me. For whoever desires to save his life, he shall lose it. But whoever shall lose his soul for my sake and the good news, that one shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what shall a man give as an exchange for his soul? For whoever may be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father, along with the holy angels. Chapter 9. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there are some of those standing here who in no way shall taste of death until they see the kingdom of Yahweh coming in power. And after 6 days Yahshua takes along Peter and Jacob and John, and leads them into a high mount apart, alone. And he was transfigured before their eyes. And his clothes became shining, very white like snow, so much that the sons of men are not able to make this white. And Elijah with Moses was seen by them, and they were speaking with Yahshua. And answering, Peter said to Yahshua, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here, and, let us make 3 booths, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what he was saying, for they were in fear. And a cloud was overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my Son, the Beloved, hear him. And suddenly, having looked around, they saw no one any longer, but Yahshua alone with themselves. And as they were coming down from the mount, he commanded them that they should tell no one what they saw, except when the Son of Man should rise from the dead. And they held the saying in themselves, and were inquiring what this saying is, when he is raised from the dead. And they asked him, saying, Why do the scribes say that Eliyahu must come first? And answering, he said to them, Indeed, Eliyahu coming first prepares all things. And how it has been written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be despised. But I say to you, Eliyahu also has come and they did to him whatever they desired, even as it has been written of him. And coming to the disciples, he saw a great crowd around them, and scribes arguing with them. And at once all the crowd seeing him were greatly amazed. And running up, they greeted him. And he questioned the scribes. What are you arguing with them? And one answered out of the crowd, saying, Teacher, I brought my son to you, having a spirit that does not speak. And whenever it overtakes him, it knocks him down and he foams at the mouth and gnashes his teeth and becomes paralyzed. And I asked your disciples to cast him out, and they were not able to. And answering them, he said, O generation that is unfaithful! How long will I be with you? How long shall I endure you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him, and when the spirit saw him, it knocked him down at once, and he fell on the ground and violently shaken, and he was foamed at the mouth. And he questioned his father, How long a time is it while this has happened to him? And he said, From childhood. And often it threw him both into fire and into water, that it might destroy him. But if you are able to do anything, help us, having pity on us. And Yahshua said to him, If you are able to believe, all things are possible to the ones believing. And at once the father of the boy cried out while mourning and said, I believe my master. Help the lack of my faith. And seeing that a crowd is running together, Yahshua rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, Dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, come out from him, and you may no more go into him. And crying out, and convulsing him very much, it came out. And he became as if dead, so as for many to say that he died. But taking hold of his hand, Yahshua raised him up, and he stood up. And he entering into a house, his disciples questioned him privately, Why were we not able to cast it out? And he said to them, This kind can go out by nothing except by prayer and fasting. And going forth from there, they passed by through Galilee. And he desired that no one know. For he taught his disciples, and said to them, The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And being killed, he will rise up on the third day. But they did not realize the meaning of it, and feared to question him. And they came to Capernaum. And having come into the house, he questioned them, What were you disputing to yourselves on the road? And they were silent, for they argued with one another on the road as to who was greater among them. And sitting, he called the 12 and said to them, If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. And taking a child, he set it in their midst, and having embraced it, he said to them, Whoever receives one of such children on my name receives me. And whoever receives me does not receive me, but the one having sent me. And John answered him, saying, Rabbi, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, who does not follow us. And we stopped him, because he does not follow us. But Yahshua said, Do not stop him. For there is no one who shall do a miracle in my name, yet be able to speak evil of me quickly. For who is not against us is for us. For whoever gives you a cup of cold water to drink in my name, because you are of the Messiah, truly I say to you, in no way he will lose his reward. And whoever causes one of these little ones that believe in me to stumble, it is good for him if rather a millstone of a donkey be laid about his neck, and he be thrown into the sea. And if your hand offend you, cut it off. For it is better for you to enter into life maimed, than having two hands to go away into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not put out. And if your foot causes you to offend, cut it off, for it is profitable for you to enter into life lame, than having two feet to be thrown into hell, into the unquenchable fire, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye offends you, cast it out. For it is better for you to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh one-eyed, than having two eyes to be thrown into the fire of Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For with fire everything will be vaporized and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt should become bland, with what will it be seasoned? Let salt be in you and be in harmony among each other. Chapter 10. And rising up from there, he came into the borders of Judea by the other side of the Jordan. And again crowds came together to him, and he again taught them as they were accustomed. And coming near, The Pharisees asked him if it is lawful for a man to put away a wife, tempting him. But answering, he said to them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses allowed to write a bill of divorce, and to put away. And answering, Yahshua said to them, With respect to your hard-heartedness he wrote this command to you. But from the beginning of creation Yahweh made them male and female. Because of this, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh, so that they no longer are two, but one flesh. Therefore, what Yahweh has yoked together, man cannot put apart. And again, in the house his disciples asked him about the same. And he said to them, Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. And they brought children to him, that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those carrying them. And Yahshua saw it and was offended, and he said to them, Allow the children to come to me and do not hinder them. For because of those who are as these, the kingdom of Yahweh exists. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of Yahweh as a child will not enter into it, never. And having taken them in his arms, laying hands on them, he blessed them. And he having gone out into the highway, running up and kneeling down to him, one questioned him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? But Yahshua said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, Yahweh. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not commit murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And answering, he said to him, Teacher, I observed all these from my youth. And looking at him, Yahshua loved him, and said to him, One thing is lacking to you. Go, sell what things you have, and give to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me, taking up the torture stake. But being sad at the word, he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. And having looked around, Yahshua said to his disciples, How hardly those having riches will enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. And the disciples were astonished at his words. And answering again, Yahshua said to them, Children, how hard it is for those trusting on riches to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. It is easier for a heavy rope to pass through the eye of the needle, than for a rich one to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. And they were all the more wondering and saying among themselves, Who is able to gain life? But looking at them, Yahshua said, From men it is impossible, but not from Yahweh. For all things are possible from Yahweh. And Peter began to say to him, Behold, we left all and followed you. But answering, Yahshua said, Truly I say to you, there is no one who forsook house, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the good news, that will not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brothers, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions. And in the coming age, eternal life. But many first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And they were in the highway, going up to Jerusalem. And Yahshua was going before them, and following they were astonished and were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them the things about to happen to him, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. And the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes. And they will condemn him to death and will betray him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and will flog him and will spit at him and will kill him. And on the third day he will rise again. And coming up to him, Jacob and John, the sons of Zebedee, said, Teacher, we desire that whatever we may ask you would do for us. And he said to them, What do you desire for me to do for you? And they said to him, Give us that we may sit one off the right of you and one off the left of you in your glory. But Yahshua said to them, You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup which I drink, and to be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? And they said to him, We are able. But Yahshua said to them, Indeed you will drink the cup which I drink, and you will be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized. But to sit off my right and off my left is not mine to give, but for whom it has been prepared. And hearing, the 10 began murmuring about Jacob and John. But having called them near, Yahshua said to them, You know that those who are reckoned as chiefs of nations are their masters and their great men are in authority over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to become first, he shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for the sake of many. And they came into Jericho. And he and his disciples and a large crowd having gone out from Jericho, a son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus the blind sat beside the highway begging. And hearing that it was Yahshua the Nazarene, he began to cry out and to say, Son of David, Yahshua, have mercy on me. And many warned him that he be quiet. But he much more cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And standing still, Yahshua said for him to be called. And they called the blind one, saying to him, Have courage, rise up, he calls you. And the blind man, throwing away his garment, rising up, he came to Yahshua. And answering, Yahshua said to him, What do you desire I should do to you? And the blind one said to him, My Rabboni, that I may see again. And Yahshua said to him, Go, your faith has healed you. And instantly he saw again, and followed Yahshua in the highway. Chapter 11. And when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, toward the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and said to them, Go to that village that is opposite to us, and at once when you enter it you will find a colt that is tied up which no man has ridden. Loose it and bring it to me. And if anyone should say to you, Why are you doing this? Say to him that our master requires it. And immediately he will send him here. And they departed and found the colt tied at the door outside, by the crossway, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, What are you doing, untying the colt? And they said to them as Yahshua commanded, and they let them go. And they led the colt to Yahshua. And they threw their garments on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their garments on the highway, and others were cutting branches from the trees and were spreading them on the highway. And those going before, and those following after, were crying out, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is the one coming in the name of Yahweh! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest! And Yahshua entered into Jerusalem, and into the sanctuary. And having looked around at all things, the hour already being late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, they going out from Bethany, he hungered. And he saw a certain fig tree from afar that had leaves on it. And he came towards it to see if he could find anything on it. And when he arrived, he did not find anything on it except leaves. For the time of figs had not yet arrived. And answering, Yahshua said to it, Let no one eat fruit of you any more forever. And his disciples heard. And they came to Jerusalem. And entering into the sanctuary, Yahshua began to throw out those selling and buying in the sanctuary. Also he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those selling the doves. And he did not allow any to carry possessions through the sanctuary. And he taught, saying to them, Has it not been written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations? But you have made it a den of robbers? And the scribes and the chief priests heard. And they sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his doctrine. And when evening came, he went outside the city. And passing along early, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. And remembering, Simon Peter said to him, Rabbi, behold, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. And answering, Yahshua said to them, Let the faith of Yahweh be in you. For truly I say to you, that he who says to this mountain, Be lifted up and fall into the sea, and does not become divided in his heart but believes that it will happen, that thing which he said it will happen. Therefore I say to you, all things, whatever you ask, praying, believe that you will receive, and it will be to you. And when you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive it, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your deviations. And they come again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the sanctuary, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him. And they said to him, By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority that you do these things? And answering, Yahshua said to them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. the baptism of John, from where is it from, heaven or from the sons of man? Tell me. And they argued to themselves, saying, If we say, From heaven, he will say, Why then did you not believe him? But if we say, From men, they feared the people. For all held that John really was a prophet. And answering, they said to Yahshua, We do not know. And answering, Yahshua said to them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. Chapter 12. And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, and set a fence around it, and dug a wine vat, and built a tower. And he rented it to vinedressers, and went away. And at the season, he sent a slave to the vinedressers, that he might receive from the vinedressers the fruit of the vineyard. But taking him, they beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent to them another slave, stoning that one, they struck him in the head and sent him away, insulting him. And again, he sent another, and they killed that one, also many others, indeed beating these, and killing these. And afterwards he had one beloved son, and he sent him to them at the end. For he said, Perhaps they might be ashamed in front of my son. But these vinedressers said to themselves, This is the heir, come, let us kill him and the inheritance will be ours. And taking him, they killed him and threw him outside the vineyard. What, then, will the master of the vineyard do? He will come and will destroy the vinedressers and will give the vineyard to others. Have you not even read this scripture, The stone which the builders rejected, this one came to be head of the corner, this came about from Yahweh, and it is marvelous in our eyes? And they sought to seize him, yet feared the crowd. For they knew that he spoke the parable against them. And leaving him, they went away. And they sent some of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to him, that they might catch him in a word. And they came and asked him, Teacher, we realize that you are true, and do not show favoritism to men, for you do not look on the faces of the sons of men, rather in truth you teach the way of Elohim. Is it lawful to give the head tax to Caesar or not? Should we give or not? But knowing their trickery, he said to them, Why do you tempt me? Bring me a denarius that I may see. And they brought one. And he said to them, Whose image and inscription is this? And they said to him, Caesar's. And answering, Yahshua said to them, Give back the things of Caesar to Caesar, and the things of Elohim to Elohim. And they marveled at him. And Sadducees came to him, who say there is no resurrection. And they questioned him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a brother of anyone should die and leave behind a wife, and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed to his brother. Then there were seven brothers. And the first took a wife, and dying, he left no seed. And the second took her, and died, and neither did he leave seed, and the third likewise. And all seven took her and left no seed. Last of all, the woman also died. Then in the resurrection, when they rise again, of which of them will she be the wife? For the seven had her as wife. And answering, Yahshua said to them, Do you not err because of this, not knowing the scriptures or the power of Yahweh? For when they rise again from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels in heaven. But concerning the dead, that they are raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, as Yahweh spoke to him at the bush, saying, I am the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob? He is not the Elohim of the dead, but Elohim of the living. Therefore, you greatly err. And coming up, one of the scribes, hearing them arguing, knowing that he answered them well, he questioned him, What is the first commandment of all? And Yahshua answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear Israel. Yahweh our Elohim is Yahweh Echad. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is not another commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, You say well, teacher. You have spoken according to truth, that Yahweh is Echad, and there is no other besides him, and to love him from all the heart, and from all the understanding, and from all the soul, and from all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is more than all the burnt offerings and the sacrifices. And seeing that he answered intelligently, Yahshua said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of Yahweh." And no one dared to question him any more. And teaching in the sanctuary, answering, Yahshua said, "How do the scribes say that Messiah is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Spirit, 'Yahweh said to my Adonai, sit off my right until I place your enemies as a footstool under your feet.' Then David himself calls him Adonai. And from where is he his son?" And the large crowd heard him gladly. And he said to them in his teaching, "Beware of the scribes, those desiring to walk about in long robes, and greetings in the markets, and chief seats in the synagogues, and chief places in the banquets, those devouring the houses of widows, and for a pretense praying at length. These will receive more abundant judgment." And sitting down opposite the treasury, Yahshua watched how the crowd threw copper coins into the treasury. And many rich ones threw in much. And coming, one poor widow threw in 2 lepta, which is a quadrantes. And having called his disciples near, he said to them, "Truly I say to you that this poor widow has thrown in more than all of those casting into the treasury. For all of them gave from their abundance, but this one cast in from her need. She had cast in everything that she had, all her goods." Chapter 13. And as he was going out of the sanctuary, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, behold, what kind of stones and what kind of buildings?" And answering, Yahshua said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon a stone which shall not be thrown down." And as he was sitting in the Mount of Olives opposite the sanctuary, Peter and Jacob and John and Andrew questioned him privately, "Tell us when these things will happen? And what is the sign when all these things are near to being fulfilled?" And answering, Yahshua began to say to them, "Be careful that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am,' and they will lead many astray. But when you hear of wars and rumors of revolutions, do not be disturbed, for it must occur, but the end is not yet. For nation will be raised against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in many places. And there shall be famines and uprisings. These things are the beginnings of sorrows. But you yourselves be careful, for they will deliver you up to Sanhedrins and to synagogues. You will be scourged, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them. But first it is necessary that my hope be published among all nations. But whenever they lead you away, delivering you, do not worry beforehand what you should say, nor think about it. But whatever may be given to you in that hour, speak that. For you are not those speaking, but the Holy Spirit. And a brother will deliver up a brother to death, and a father the child. And children will rise up on parents and will put them to death. And you will be hated by all on account of my name. But the one who endures to the end, that one will be kept safe. And when you see that which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, the sign of unclean desolation that was standing where it should not be, then let him who reads understand, then let those in Judea flee into the mountains. And he on the housetop, let him not go down into the house, nor go in to take a thing out of his house. And the one in the field, let him not return to the things behind to take his garment. But woe to those pregnant, and to those nursing in those days. And pray that your flight will not be in winter, for there will be affliction in those days, such as has not been the like from the beginning of creation which Elohim created until now, and never will be. And if Yahweh had not shortened the days, not any flesh would live, but because of the elect whom he chose, he has shortened the days. And then if anyone says to you, 'Behold, here is the Messiah,' or, 'Behold, there,' you shall not believe. For false messiahs and false prophets will be raised, and they will give signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. But you be careful. Behold, I have told you everything beforehand. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give her light, and the stars of the heaven will be falling, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with much power and glory. And then he will send his angels and will gather his elect from the four winds, from the beginning of the earth up to the beginning of heaven. And from the fig tree learn the parable: when its branch becomes tender and puts out leaves, you know the summer is near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that it is near, at the door. Truly I say to you, not at all will this generation pass away until all these things occur. The heaven and the earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away, never. But concerning that day and the hour, no one knows, not the angels, those in heaven, nor the Son, except the Father. Watch. Be alert, and pray. For you do not know when is the time. As a man going away, leaving his house, and giving his slaves authority, and to each his work, and he commanded the doorkeeper, that he be vigilant, then you watch, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, at evening, or at midnight, or at cock crowing, or morning, so that he may not come suddenly and find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all. Watch. Chapter 14. And after 2 days was the Passover of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and scribes were seeking with deception how they might seize him and kill him. But they said, not during the feast, lest there will be a tumult of the people. And he being in Bethany in the house of Simon the potter, as he reclined, a woman came, having an alabaster vial of pure, costly ointment of nard. And breaking the alabaster vial, she poured it down his head. And some were being offended within themselves, and saying, to what has this waste of the ointment occurred? For this could be sold for over 300 denarii, and to be given to the poor. And they were angry with her. But Yahshua said, let her alone. Why do you cause her troubles? She worked a good work toward me. For you have the poor with you always, and when you wish, you can do well toward them. But you do not have me always. What this one held, she did. She took beforehand to anoint my body for the burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in all the world, what this one did will also be spoken of for a memorial of her. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went away to the chief priests, that he might betray him to them. And hearing, they rejoiced and promised to give him silver. And he sought how he might opportunely betray him. And on the first day of the unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said to him, where do you desire that going we may prepare that you may eat the Passover? And he sent two of his disciples, and said to them, go into the city. And you will meet a man carrying a vessel of water. Follow him. And wherever he goes in, say to the housemaster, the master says, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And behold, he will show you a large upper room that is furnished. Make ready and prepare that place for us. And his disciples went out and came into the city and found it as he told them. And they prepared the Passover. And evening having come, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining and eating, Yahshua said, truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, the one eating with me. And they began to be grieved, and to say to him one by one, not at all I, is it? And another, not at all I, is it? But answering, he said to them, it is one from the 12, the one dipping in the dish with me. Truly the Son of Man goes as it has been written concerning him, but woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It were good for him if that man had never been born. And as they were eating, Yahshua took bread, and blessed it and broke and gave to them. And he said, take, eat, this is my body. And taking the cup, giving thanks, he gave to them. And they all drank out of it. And he said to them, this is my blood, that of the new covenant, which is poured out concerning many. I say truly to you that I will not drink from the fruit of the vine again until that day in which I will drink it anew in the kingdom of Yahweh. And singing a hymn, they went to the Mount of Olives. And Yahshua said to them, all of you will be made to stumble at me in this night. For it is written that, I will strike the shepherd and his lambs will be scattered. But after my rising up, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said to him, even if all of them are being stumbled, I will not stumble. And Yahshua said to him, truly I say to you that today, in this night, before a cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. But he said more fervently, if I must die with you, I will not deny you, my master, never. And all said likewise. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took along Peter and Jacob and John with him. And he began to be much amazed and to be deeply troubled. And he said to them, Grievous, even unto death is this situation to my soul. Remain here and be alert. And going forward a little, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible to you, take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, do you sleep? Were you not strong enough to watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak. And going away again, he prayed, saying the same thing. And returning, he found them sleeping again, for their eyes were heavy. And they did not know what to answer him. And he came a third time, and said to them, Sleep on now, and rest. It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Behold, the one betraying me has drawn near. And at once, he yet speaking, Judas comes up, being one of the 12. And with him was a great crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And the one traitor, betraying him, had given them a sign, saying, Whomever I kiss, it is he, seize him and lead him away safely. And coming, at once drawing near to him, he said, Rabbi, Rabbi. And he kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and seized him. But a certain one of those standing by, drawing a sword, struck the slave of the high priest and took off his ear. And answering, Yahshua said to them, Have you come out with swords and clubs to take me, as against a robber? I was with you daily teaching in the sanctuary, and you did not seize me. But it is that the scriptures may be fulfilled. And leaving him, all fled. And one, a certain young man, was following him, having thrown a linen cloth about his naked body. And the young men seized him. But forsaking the linen cloth, he fled from them naked. And they led Yahshua away to Caiaphas, the high priest. And all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together to him. And Peter followed him from a distance, to the inside of the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the under officers, also warming himself toward the light. And the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin sought testimony against Yahshua, to put him to death. And they found none. For many falsely testified against him, but the testimonies were not identical. And standing up, some falsely testified against him, saying, We heard him saying, I will throw down this sanctuary made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands. And neither in this was their testimony identical. And standing in the middle, the high priest questioned Yahshua, saying, Do you not answer? Nothing? What do these testify against you? But he was silent and answered nothing. Again the high priest questioned him, and said to him, Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed? And Yahshua said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting off the right hand of power, and coming with the clouds of the heaven. And tearing his garments, the high priest said, Why do we still have need of witnesses? You heard the blasphemy. What does it seem to you? And all of them judged that he deserved death. And some began to spit at him, and to cover his face, and to beat him with the fist, and to say to him, Prophesy. And the under officers struck him with slaps. And Peter being in the court below, one of the high priest's female slaves comes. And seeing Peter warming himself, looking at him, she said, And you were with Yahshua the Nazarene. But he denied, saying, I do not know nor understand what you say. And he went out into the forecourt. And a cock crowed. And seeing him again, the female slave began to say to those standing by, This one is of them. And again he denied. And after a little, those standing by again said to Peter, Truly you are from them, for you are both a Galilean and your speech agrees. But he began to curse and to swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak. And a second time a cock crowed. And Peter remembered the word Yahshua said to him, Before a cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And thinking on it, he wept. Chapter 15. And immediately in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and all the Sanhedrin having made a council, and having bound Yahshua, they led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate questioned him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And answering, he said to him, "You have said it." And the chief priests urgently accused him of many things. But he answered nothing. But Pilate again questioned him, saying, "Do you answer nothing? Behold, how many things they testify against you." But Yahshua answered no more, nothing, so as for Pilate to marvel. And at a feast, he released to them one prisoner, whomever they asked. And there was one called Barabbas, having been bound with the insurgents, who in the insurrection had committed murder. And crying aloud, the crowd began to beg him to do as he always did to them. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you desire I should release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him up through envy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd, that rather he should release Barabbas to them. But answering again, Pilate said to them, "What then do you desire I do to him whom you call king of the Jews?" And again they cried out, "Crucify him." But Pilate said to them, "For what evil did he do?" But they much more cried out, "Crucify him." And having decided to do the easiest to the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. And having flogged him, he delivered up Yahshua, that he might be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the court, which is the praetorium. And they called together all the cohort. And they put purple on him, and they plaited it and placed a crown of thorns on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck his head with a reed, and spat at him. And placing the knees, they bowed to him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, and put his own garments on him. And they led him out, that they might crucify him. And they compelled one passing by, Simon, a Cyrenian, coming from a field, the father of Alexander and Rufus, that he might carry his cross beam. And they brought him to Golgotha place, which is, being translated, place of a skull. And they gave him wine spiced with myrrh to drink. But he did not take it. And having crucified him, they divided his garments, casting a lot on them, who and what each should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his charge was written over him, "The King of the Yehudim." And they crucified two robbers with him, one off the right, and one off the left of him. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, "He was numbered with the lawless." And also those who were passing by were blaspheming against him and nodding their heads and saying, "He will tear down the temple and build it in 3 days. Indeed, save yourself and come down from the torture stake." And also the chief priests and the scribes mocking to one another said likewise, "He saved others, he is not able to save himself. The Messiah, the King of Israel? Let him now come down from the torture stake that we may see and believe." And the ones crucified with him defamed him. And it being the sixth hour, darkness came over all the land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour Yahshua cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?" Which being translated is, "Mael, Mael, why did you honor me to be here?" And hearing, some of those standing by said, "Behold, he calls Elijah." And one running up, and filling a sponge with vinegar, and putting it on a reed, gave him to drink. But they said, "Leave alone, let us see if Elijah comes to take him down." And letting out a great cry, Yahshua died. And the veil of the holy place was torn into two, from top to bottom. And standing off across from him, seeing that he had cried out so, and he died, the centurion said, "Truly, this man was son of Elohim." And also women were watching from a distance, among whom also was Miriam Magdalene, also Miriam the mother of Jacob the Less, and of Hosea, and Salome who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up to Jerusalem with him. And it becoming late afternoon already, since it was the preparation, that is, the day before a Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea came, an honorable counselor, who himself was also waiting for the kingdom of Yahweh. And taking courage, he went into Pilate and begged the body of Yahshua. And Pilate marveled if he had already died. And calling the centurion near, he asked him if he died already. And knowing from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. and having bought a linen cloth, and having taken him down, he wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a tomb which was cut out of rock. And he rolled a stone against the mouth of the tomb. And Miriam Magdalene, and Miriam of Hosea, saw where he was laid. Chapter 16. And the Sabbath having passed, Miriam Magdalene and Miriam the mother of Jacob and Salome, bought spices, so that coming they might anoint him. And at early morning on the first of the week, they came to the cemetery as the sun was rising. And they said to themselves, Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back, for it was very large. And having entered into the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right, having been clothed in a white robe. And they were much amazed. But he said to them, Do not be amazed. You seek Yeshua the Nazarene who has been crucified. He was raised. He is not here. See the place where they put him? But go, say to the disciples and to Peter, He goes before you into Galilee. You will see him there, even as he told you. And going out quickly, they fled from the tomb. And trembling and amazement took hold of them. And they told no one, not a thing, for they were afraid. And having risen and now early on the first of the Sabbaths, he first appeared to Miriam Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. Going, that one reported to those having been with him, mourning and weeping. And those having heard that he lives, and was seen by her, they did not believe. And after these things, he was revealed in a different form to two of them walking and going into the country. And going, those reported to the rest, not even did they believe those. And finally he appeared to the 11 while they were reclining, and he reviled the lack of their faith and the hardness of their hearts, since those who had seen him, that he had risen, they did not believe. And he said to them, Going into all the world, preach the good news to all the creation. The one believing and being baptized will be saved. And the one not believing will be condemned. And miraculous signs will follow to those believing these things. They will cast out demons in my name. They will speak new languages. They will take up snakes. And if they drink anything deadly, it will in no way hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Then indeed, after speaking to them, the Master Yeshua was taken up into heaven, and sat off the right of Yahweh. And they went out and preached in all places. And our Master was helping them and establishing their words by the signs that they were doing.